This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Right now, the mainstream media is completely obsessed with selling this idea that this shooter in Colorado Springs was after Planned Parenthood. Now, the funny thing about this is there was a whole lot of people in Planned Parenthood that he never even went after. He went after no one in Planned Parenthood. Apparently, just looking at what he did, he used Planned Parenthood as his bunker. However, this is not good for the narrative. This is not good for the narrative. The known facts that have leaked out don't support the narrative they're trying to push. There's no evidence that the killer ever attempted to search for victims inside Planned Parenthood. He was there 6 hours and never left the one room he was hiding in until he surrendered. At least 11 of the 12 people shot in the attack were shot outside of the Planned Parenthood location. The 12th victim's location when she was shot remains unconfirmed. Neither Planned Parenthood employees nor customers were among the casualties. Two of the three dead, however, had come to support customers. Eyewitness accounts placed most of the victims in one of several parking lots up to 350 yards away. Police radio traffic indicates the murderer was near inside Planned Parenthood shooting out of the location. The only confirmed gunfire going into the Planned Parenthood location, came from police officers attempting to pin the shooter down so that authorities could rescue victims in the parking lots and who had escaped in the surrounding businesses. He used Planned Parenthood as a bunker. So his attention to Planned Parenthood itself, he was just looking for a building. Now, as they obsess over the dozen shot in Colorado Springs, they are completely ignoring another mass shooting with more victims and more suspects, some of whom remain on the loose. There were 17 victims in this mass shooting. Now, this all happened at some place called this is the Bunny Friend Park shooting. Police say Joseph Mo Allen is one of an unknown number of shooters who opened fire in Bunny Friend Park on November 22nd, wounding 17 people in an attack that made international headlines. But Allen's mother says he was in Texas at the time, shopping with his pregnant wife for baby clothes. I just want to set the record straight, Deborah Allen said. My son was in Texas, not New Orleans. You can't be in two places at the same time. Her comments came hours after Allen, 32, appeared in Orleans Parish Magistrate Court, where public records show a judge set his bond at $1.7 million on 17 counts of attempted first-degree murder. He's also being held without bond on an unspecified out-of-state warrant. New Orleans police spokesman Tyler Gamble would not say how investigators managed to identify Allen as a suspect. He reiterated that Allen did not give a statement to detectives when he was arrested. He's the only person publicly identified police as a suspect in the shooting, although authorities say there were other shooters. This is just the first shoe to drop, said Mayor Mitch Landrieu. We're going to do everything we can to make sure all the other shoes drop as well. There's only going to be one other shoe. They come in pairs, Mayor. It's all about the narrative, people. Far more people are murdered on an average weekend in Chicago in petty gang-related violence, 8 dead, 20 wounded, during the last weekend's Butcher's Ball, or in a bad weekend in any one of the half dozen other cities, but the taking of minority lives by other minority suspects doesn't matter to those in the mainstream media. Hence, folks, the Black Lives Matter narrative is at best inconsistent. It'd be one thing if they actually believed what they were saying. They don't. It'd be another thing if they actually covered everything that could possibly fall within this very vague descriptor they throw out there. They don't. They don't do that. They're not out here looking at the minority on minority crime, which is the biggest portion of it. They only seem to care if the fatalities can be used to advance an agenda of gun bans and gun control. That's it. That's all they're looking for. Focusing on the more routine slaughters that make up the vast majority of murders in America would support increased police presence and lower tolerance of gang-related crime, which would point out the inept leadership in most of the high-crime cities dominated by decades of mismanagement, by anti-gun Democrats. And we can't have that, can we? We just can't go. We can't go. We can't go out there and just go 100%, you know, accurate, can we? This latest attempt to, I really believe that Barack Obama now has an illness. I do. He got out there the other day and said, we will show ISIS by pursuing climate change policy. Or words to that effect. And in the grand scheme of things, that's pretty doggone dumb. When you look at everything, all things considered. That part of it needs to be, we all need to be looking at him over this, because what does one have to do with the other? I'm sure the ISIS leadership are sitting there going, oh, yeah, that'll show us. Mm-hmm. What does one have to do with the other? I mean, I'm not trying to beat the dead horse, the veritable dead horse here. I get that. But and I know he's all about climate change. I do. But what I don't get is how he ties both of those together. Because one is imminent. The other one is, on its best day, it's very, very suspect that it even exists. Very suspect. And, knowing what we know about what they want to do and what they will do to their people, to the Black Lives Matter people. Do the Black Lives Matter people understand what happens if climate change policy were actually enacted? Do they get that part of it? Did they get the part where they wouldn't be able to afford their car insurance or their power bill the car insurance or their food so they could pay their power bill when it's forced to hand off to something that's really unsustainable and very expensive? I don't think they do. I don't think they do. And they want to make it legally binding, too. That's the fun part of it, the legally binding part. That always kills me, simply because... as far as any of that goes, the truth of the matter is this. I don't trust the government anymore, and at all. As far as the presidential people, the people that want to be the Republican nominee, I don't, I'm having thoughts about them too. Right now, Ted Cruz, who, Gun Owners of America is supporting, wants to use self-deportation to handle the illegal alien problem. That's pretty dumb, too. So, oh well. But it's all about the narrative. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. All right. Obama and Hillary Clinton, they may be the kind of bitter totalitarians who want to strip citizens of their, you know, their constitutional rights all the time. And they always want to do it for little reason or no reason, without any sort of a trial. And their biggest frequent target is, of course, the NRA. The NRA is a little more forgiving than they are, though. They were happy to give the president credit for signing the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, which contained numerous pro-gun provisions, and made the following press release. President Barack Obama signed into law the NDAA, includes several NRA-backed provisions, expanding gun rights on stateside military bases, prohibiting the Environmental Protection Agency from banning traditional ammunition, and saving taxpayer dollars by allowing gun collectors to buy vintage military surplus pistols. The NDAA includes an NRA-backed provision for requiring the Secretary of Defense to establish a process for commanders at military bases, blah, 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 to let them, you know, carry their guns, carry a gun around on the post. I don't know how he... See, you know, this is the thing about politicians. They don't look at what they sign or back. They never do. They never, ever do. And that's the thing that bugs me the most. Well, you can't see that. Okay, so much for that. I was going to try to hold a picture up to the camera. One of the things that, you know, normally what they would say is, we don't want more guns in the hands of, on the street. Well, the NDAA includes cost-saving provision that allows the U.S. Army to transfer its surplus vintage firearms to the CMP, the Civilian Marksmanship Program, for public sale. They've got a bunch of M1911A1s that costs taxpayers $200,000 a year to warehouse. Giving these over to the CMP will allow them to inspect, grade, and ultimately sell these pistols to federally licensed firearms dealers. The NDAA puts an end to the wasteful government practice of warehousing firearms. So that means me and you, very shortly, if we want to, we can buy a Army vintage 1911, which it will shake like a castanet, and it'll work, it'll run. Gosh, it'll run. I miss my Ithaca. none of the ones that Ira had. Were actually quite nice guns. I mean, they were made by Ithaca and all these other off-name brands, probably made during World War II, to be honest with you. You know, and I had them like 35 years later. So these had been worn, broke in. These had been broke in. I'm sure there's still some of those in circulation. One of the things that they're talking about right now concerning this Colorado shooter is that they took him alive. There's a lot of delusional idiots out there that think that guy should have been killed. Very opinionated but very ignorant people have claimed that the shooter was taken alive because he was white, and also claimed that if he was a minority, that police would have gunned him down. These idiots think that when somebody is shooting at somebody, that there's actually, you know, a racial component in that when you're in the middle of a gunfight. I've read various reports of various police officers who have shot numerous suspects over the course of a career, and each incident has one thing in common. The officer was focused on the suspect's actions and his overall demeanor, with a particular focus on his hands. If the suspect had a weapon in his hand or was attempting to bring it into action, the cop was going to shoot. If the suspect looked like he was taking or reaching for a weapon, he was going to be shot at. If the suspect was a strong, fit attacker going after an officer with personal weapons, he could very well expect to be shot at. Color, whether you like it or not, was and is irrelevant. Police training is keyed on action and reaction. If you listen to police commands and you show empty hands and move slowly as they tell you to do, you will be taken into custody. And it really doesn't matter what you did earlier or even 2 minutes before. Officers attempting to bring in a suspect focus second to second. What a suspect does in those seconds is what matters, not what he did minutes or hours before. It's not an officer's job to judge you, but to take you into custody so that you can get your time in front of a judge. Whether or not you get there depends entirely on your actions. The final 2 hours of the Colorado Springs standoff was on the police scanner. A lot of people listen to that. The hostage rescue team members had the suspect pinned down to one room and had a sniper positioned to take him out if he gave them a target once they cleared the rooms behind him. With more than 20 people trapped in the building, they slowly and methodically worked through the building, extracting people until only one person was thought to be in the building with the shooter in one of the three rooms. HRT formed up, deconflicted as best they could, and were about to storm the gunman's position when he surrendered. Came out slowly with his hands up. Again, his actions dictated how police responded. He didn't charge a cop attempting to take his weapon, as Michael Brown did, twice. He didn't reach toward his waistband as Keith McLeod or Tamir Rice, or turn with a realistic AK airsoft gun towards an officer as young Andy Lopez did. But no matter. Stupid people are going to say stupid things. And so the Colorado Fraternal Order of Police, which has had to deal with more successful and attempted mass shootings than perhaps any other state, decided to address the issue. This morning we saw a post from Ohio FOP admonishing some who have posted that the only reason the shooter in yesterday's tragedy was taken alive is because he is white. We responded with the following statement. Sadly, there are race-baiting, delusional, ignorant fools with an agenda of hate that use any tragic event to peddle their corrupted opinion. What they don't understand is our job is to preserve life, not take it. You see, for us, all lives matter. That is the primary reason we join the profession, the standard we live by. We here in Colorado do know the circumstances at the conclusion of the incident. That's why we reacted the way we did. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Quite a few grateful refugees in Germany. Germany has opened up its arms to about a million of them. And the refugees have opened their arms as well. Unfortunately, they've been opening up to grab fire extinguishers and sofas and anything else they can grab to throw at whomever they perceive to be their enemy on any given day. And brawls and riots have broken out across several refugee shelters across Germany. For them, the three hots and a cot just isn't just isn't working out for them. Coming from the AFP, several people were arrested at the fight that started in the food distribution queue at the former airport of Tempelhof, which had been turned into a temporary accommodation for 1,200 of them. The brawl came just hours after another mass fight at a refugee shelter in the Berlin suburb of Spandau, where migrants winded each other with fire extinguishers. Windows were smashed, sofas were thrown, and fire extinguishers emptied, said police, adding that several residents of the shelter were wounded. Some 500 people evacuated the building in fear and panic over the dispute. Separately, two other fights broke out in other shelters. At a refugee home in Berlin's Kreuzberg area, a 18-year-old struck a 17-year-old in the head with a belt. Meanwhile, five people were injured in a fight between Syrians in the showers of an accommodation in the eastern state of Saxony-Anhalt. And this is one day. This is one day with the grateful refugees coming to Germany. they blame this on these people being traumatized, coming from where they're coming from. They were traumatized there, and now they're in close proximity to each other. Germany's police union has called for refugees to be separated by religion and by country of origin to minimize the potential for conflict. Those stupid policemen. Don't they buy into the idea of multiculturalism? You can't apply common sense to a refugee problem by separating people according to their religion and natural origin. Someone's feelings might get hurt. Aren't we supposed to be letting them assimilate? And, of course, more than feelings got hurt in these riots, but that's the price the Germans are willing to pay in order to appear tolerant and compassionate. They have so overcompensated for the Nazis that it is pathetic. It is truly pathetic. I mean, do I think the Nazis were a good smoking hot group of guys to hang out with? No, I do not. No, I don't. However, I'm not going to overcompensate. You know, I'm just remaining constitutional. I should be overcompensating for the politicians around me, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats around me. But I'm not, because that's, you don't have to go that way. But what do we really have to worry about here? Violent men brawling in a refugee center should cause no concern to host countries who don't believe that terrorists are hidden among the multitudes. Now, should they? Although the Lebanese foreign minister has gotten out there and said that for every 100 refugees, there's going to be two, an average of two jihadis mixed in there, you know, mixed in with them. So in Germany, where they want to take 1 million and there's two for every 100, somebody get out there and do the math. That's 20 per 1,000. That's 200 per 10,000. That's 2,000 per 100,000. Wow. One 1% of them going over there. So with 1 million, that's 20,000 jihadis going to Germany. Way to go, Germany! You've imported a division of jihadis. That can't possibly be right. There's only supposed to be 35,000 in total of ISIS. That can't possibly be right. It probably is. So, this is what we, you know, we're looking at 10,000 here. So that would be what? That'd be 2 per 100. So that's 20. That's a couple of hundred. A couple of hundred here. Do you know what that would do in the United States? Let me tell you what that would do in the United States. If I were a jihadi, if some of these guys are going to be in positions of leadership. So once everybody gets insinuated and gets sent on their merry way and gets their little voucher for this and that and the other, I think what I would do in their place is I would have little 20-man teams in all of the big cities around here. I'd start with the big gun-free zone, Chicago, New York. I'd go all over New Jersey. Maryland, Baltimore would be a big one. I would go to lots of places in California. And then on a preconceived date, my 20-man teams would go into operation. They would splinter further into 4 or 5-man teams and spread out throughout the objective. And then we would all synchronize watches. And at the agreed-upon time, all across all of the time zones here in the United States, we would hit. And then the cops and the feds and everybody else is going to be standing there with their mouths hanging open. And then, of course, Barack Obama would not have a whole lot to say about this, because we would be experiencing that which he said did not exist, you know, because a few fringe radicals have stolen the religion of love. But all that being said, that's what I would do. That's what would happen. That's, you know, just based upon what the Lebanese minister has to say. What kind of a dog he's got in the fight, I don't know. I don't know what the Lebanese minister's got to say about this. But that's what he came out with, and makes me wonder. And this is why I carry all of this stuff around. Because I don't know who's here now. I don't know who's here now. I know in Minnesota, where GCN is hanging out, we've got, 30,000 Somalian Islamic people And we've seen what they will do in the name of Islam. Okay? We've seen that. Black Hawk Down, that kind of thing. They're not afraid to do that. That's the most dangerous thing in the world, is to have somebody willing to do that kind of stuff. And they are not afraid. And there's more arrests coming out of Minnesota. Minnesota has become ground zero for recruiting because of that big concentration of non-assimilating Islamic people. You know, it's not like... it's not like... You know, right now there's a bunch of South Carolinian Cuban people, people of Cuban descent, that are loving the fact that the Carolina Panthers are 11-0. They wear the hat. They've got the American flag flying. They aren't assimilated. They don't even want to be called Cuban American. They don't want to just be American. That's assimilating. Assimilating is not breaking off and taking over a part of the city and making it your own and then becoming a recruiting ground for some far-flung war with a 7th century ideology. That's not assimilating. That's infecting. That's taking a virus, contagion, and trying to spread it. Trying to spread it throughout the host. Which is what we got. That's what we got. That's why, you know... Unfortunately, we see the same thing with the Latin Americans as well. I mean, there's whole parts of the city in which I live, which have, you know, as you're driving along, you don't see any signs in English. You don't see any signs in English. I went into a Sprint store the other day, and everything that I saw on the door was in Spanish. I was trying to remember my high school Spanish when I walked in to ask the question. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Christmas at LeSig.com. LeCIG.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Before I forget about it, since he's sitting there, coming soon, this will be adding a different dimension to your possible defensive setup. Coming soon. Now, this Saturday, let me turn this down. I'm going to give myself a little accompanying music for this, but let me take this down just a little bit. This Saturday, I'm going to have this meeting. In this meeting, I'm going to look at bringing you something that is going to be an augmentation to your total tactical loadout that you've never thought about before. Some of you have, without a doubt. Some of you have gotten out there, and maybe you've already taken the step. We're going outside the box, outside of the tactical mindset, the one I occupy, anyway. Because we're going to be introducing myself to a married couple named Powell, and they run something called Black River Canine. This is a dog that will board a helicopter with you. This is a dog that will stand between your legs while you empty a magazine at an assailant. This is a dog who, on command, will go after said assailant. He will stay near you. He will protect you. When you come home at the end of the day and your children grab his head and hang off of it like he's a jungle gym, he will lick their face. This will be an augmentation unbelievable. That's the tease. Black River Canine coming soon. I just like that. It's longer than a standard ad would be. Actually, that's already happened. The meeting part of it, anyway. On to other news. Physicians are being urged to ask you about gun ownership during office health visits. Let me explain something to you about doctors. Okay, I have had First of all, doctors are some of the most clandestine gun carriers you're ever going to see. As a group, a lot of them carry guns. Like any other peer group, they have guys that are completely pro-gun, and they have guys that are completely anti-gun, and then they have a bunch of people that are not even interested one way or the other, just like everything else here in the United States. A pediatric emergency medicine physician is urging doctors to join the effort for gun control by asking about gun ownership while performing health histories on their patients. Here's my problem with this, okay? All of the month of January, leading up to January 12th, when I had the heart attack that was brought on by two widowmaker blockages, that when my rehab doctor, Dr. Hardy, when she looked at my record, she goes, "Wow." And I said, "What?" She said, "I've never met anybody that survived this before." That happened on the 12th of January. On the 4th, I was on the examination table of my GP. Okay? Now, he did not ask me about gun ownership on January the 4th. And actually, if he'd had a lot more excuses, I could have actually excused a couple of things there. But here's the problem. When I was sitting on his table, I was having a heart attack. I started having little mild heart attacks around Christmas time. If we were to go back and play some audio from January the 12th, which I did a show on January the 12th live, I sound dead. I sound really bad. I obviously, something is going on. You can hear it in my voice. So, on January the 12th, they took blood. Now, the thing about a heart attack is that when you're in the middle of a heart attack, your heart gives off an enzyme that mixes into your blood, okay? As the blood comes sloshing through your heart, it's giving off this enzyme, it gets mixed in with the blood. They can detect that if they draw blood. They drew blood on the 4th of January. On the 12th of January, 8 days later, I completely just, you know, I smoked one cigarette too many. One too many days not getting up. One too many forkfuls of junk is what it boiled down to. And, you know, while I did it to myself, it was happening in front of this doctor 8 days prior. And I never got a call from them in those 8 days. I called them after I got out of the hospital. And they said, "Yes, we noticed some anomalies, but we were going to look at this before." Now, let me explain to you the problem with this. This is the very same doctor. About 8 years prior to this, I had a mild heart attack. My heart attacks are brought on because I was born with a congenital heart defect, not because I'm trying to kill myself, but because I was born with, I think they call it a hole in your heart. So I was born with a lower branch bundle blockage. And my first doctor, when I drove myself for the first heart attack to the same doctor and said, "I'm having chest pain," he gave me some glycerin to take, and he said, "Now, if you have a mild headache, you're going to the hospital. If you have a mild headache, and if your chest pain goes away, you're going to the hospital right now," which was just across the road. And everything like that happened, and boom, he had me in there. He went from being House, as in the fictional doctor on TV that investigates minutely every little thing that comes across his desk, was that it's cold, to you know, a louse, if you will. He became a referring copay collecting idiot. So, doctors don't need any other distractions beyond doing their job. They need to just do their job. Now, here's Dr. Eric Fliegler. Fliegler of Boston Children's Hospital, a member of the panel. He echoed statistics from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. 1 in 5 deaths of young people ages 15 to 29 are from firearms, a stunning number. These deaths were due to cancer. We would find this outrageous. Doctor, go to inner city Chicago. Go stop those young people from killing each other. This isn't a bunch of kids after high school finding a gun and looking down at saying, I don't see anything in it. What's this little ridgy thing do if I push it? No. This is a bunch of gangbangers, pal. And you can't hold me liable for gangbangers. You are not going to be allowed to hold me liable for gangbangers. Sorry. Sorry very much. He has a big problem with the fact that since the... You know, that's the thing. They all look to Sandy Hook. This was the wind. This was the wind that was going to fill the sails and push them to the gun-controlled nirvana. And it didn't happen. And a lot of them are very upset that since the Newtown shootings, that most state firearms laws have been loosened and gun control has become diminished in these states. And Fliegler has elicited murmurs of disbelief. Now, the city of Chicago, which has severely restrictive gun control laws, has experienced 2,703 shootings, resulting in 440 deaths, representing an increase of about 400 shootings over the same time last year. Last year was very low for them. Now, that 440 deaths is about four times as much as my entire state. That's just one city. And they have about half the population of my entire state. It's worth noting that while this violence proves the impotency of gun control in general, it's especially damning when juxtaposed with some of the most recent gun control endeavors in particular. Your doctor doesn't need to know if you own a gun. He just needs to know what's wrong with you, and he needs to know how to fix it. We'll be right back. Well, we're going to flip into the next hour on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.